So Lindsay writes our question this week. She says, when I opened a wine bottle the other day, there were crystals on the bottle and the cork. I decided not to drink the wine because I wasn't sure if this means the wine is ruined. What do you think, Bob? We've had the crystal discussion before.
Yes, and Lindsay, these are absolutely harmless crystals that are there. They're not salt, they're not sugar. Well, they are a salt in their own way, but not sodium chloride like we think of it. But they are harmless crystals that form. They're basically byproducts of the grape itself, the fermentation process, and the maturation process. So they sometimes are there still. It used to be in the old days that they were always there, because what we didn't always do is make sure that they were fully precipitated out before we bottled wine. Classically, a wine would sit in the cellar during a cold winter, and those crystals would crystallize and drop to the bottom of the tank, the bottom of the barrel, and would never make it into the wine. Today, we have artificial means. We chill the wine down close to zero, close to freezing, and for X number of days until those crystals form and drop out. Some producers who don't want to clarify the wine that way won't go through that process, and they'll simply bottle the wine as such. Do not be off-put. It doesn't change the flavor. It doesn't change the texture, the safety, the drinkability, anything. Those potassium tartrate crystals are totally harmless. Drink up.
If one of them ends up in my glass and I end up swallowing, it's not a big deal?
Nada. Nothing. Absolutely no implication whatsoever. You can drink away with abandon.
If you get it right in your teeth, you got a little crunch to go with your work.